Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Yes, Jesus loves the little children of the world. Welcome to God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio's Anointed Pandemic Baby. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is doing something. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we just thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. You see all, you know all, you're in all. And we thank you, Lord God, that whatever you're doing, we say, Lord, don't do it without us. Hallelujah. You're doing something in these pandemic babies, and we say, Lord, don't do it without us. Hallelujah. We are available to you, Lord God. Amen. And we continue to lift up the children to you and their parents in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, welcome. Welcome, welcome, everyone, to, as I said, God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio's Anointed Pandemic Baby. We just began having these broadcasts. This is our third broadcast. We started in January, and January 2023. And we'll be here the fourth Wednesday of every month, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Now, the Lord talking to us about these babies, and if you've heard any of our previous broadcasts, you know that the Lord was talking to us about babies years ago. I'm talking 20, 25 years ago, where the Lord would say, the babies are coming, the babies are coming. And he would just say it like out of the blue. I could be thinking about something else, or I could have been praying about something else, or praying in tongues, and just hear the babies are coming. Hallelujah. And then about, I want to say about three or four years ago, I began to hear the babies are here. Hallelujah. And so the Lord has talked to us about these anointed pandemic babies. First of all, these babies were born during a time where abortion was just everywhere, and these babies were still born. You know, they were born. They could have been aborted during that time easily and legally, but God saw fit to have them here. Also, they were born during the pandemic, and so they could have died, and some babies did die during the pandemic because they had COVID, because their mothers had COVID and they were born with COVID. And so there's so many things to look at with these children, these anointed pandemic babies. They made it here. Hallelujah. And they made it here for a reason. Glory to God. And I said this before, you know, you look back in time and you see, you know, Moses, during the time of Moses, and how boys were being killed at that time, the babies, you know, and the Pharaoh was trying to get them to be killed as soon as they came out. But the midwife said, these Israelite women, they have babies so quick. The babies are out before we even know that they've come out. you know, and so they did not kill the baby. And then, but some babies were killed during that time. A lot of them were killed. But Moses, you know, they put Moses, his mother put him in a basket and put him in the river, let him float down the river. And he ended up in Pharaoh's house with Pharaoh's daughter. So that is just, you know, that's awesome. And it just seems like it's just, you know, you just have to kind of think about when you look back in the Bible and see when God brought a great deliverer, babies were killed before that deliverer came forth. That happened with Moses, and then later on it happened again with Jesus. Herod had the baby killed just, you know, around the time that Jesus was manifested on the earth. Hallelujah. Not hallelujah that he had the babies killed, but that Jesus came. Amen. And so you can't help but think about that and think about these anointed pandemic babies, that they are here for such a time as this. And, you know, we're getting close to the time where all of this is going to be wrapped up and Jesus is going to come and take us. Hallelujah. We're going to meet him in the air. Glory to God. And so it kind of stands to reason that at this time, hallelujah, I mean, and it goes with the word of God. He said that he would pour out his spirit on all flesh. Hallelujah. So he is pouring out his spirit on all flesh right now with these pandemic babies. Amen. So I just want to share a little bit about also some information that I've had. And if any of you would like to share about your babies or babies in your life, then, you know, I'm going to open up the lines in just a little bit here. And you can share with us. And I know once you start talking about your baby, you'll be talking a while, but give us like about one or two things about your the babies in your life. Amen. I read some accounts here on what some babies are doing. And someone said that their daughter skipped crawling and went straight to walking at 7 months. Now, that was something. Now, and then, you know, someone said, well, you got to watch the baby and make sure that their legs don't curve out because they're walking so soon. And you know, God will give us wisdom to know what to do with these babies as they, you know, go forward and do things that are early for them to do. Amen. I remember my daughter got her teeth so early. It was just really early. I'm trying to remember exactly when, but she had her teeth so early, and because she was sucking a bottle and because she loved apple juice and, you know, more than milk, and so we would give her apple juice, and it's interesting that she ended up being a vegetarian. That's what she is now. She's probably more like a vegan now. Anyway, that apple juice ended up decaying her teeth. And so at a young age, even before her teeth came in, she had a set of dentures at a young age. So her dentist said, you know, she's going to need some dentures so that when her teeth do come in, she'll have good eating habits. She won't be, you know, eating, you know, the best way she knows how once they took those teeth out. So she, this has been a long time. My daughter is over 40, okay? So what they did was she had, it was like a surgical procedure where the teeth that she had that were decayed, they took them all out at the same time. And then what they did was they put some dentures in. Now, these were not dentures that you take out and clean and stuff like that. They were, they stayed in her mouth. And they looked kind of big at first, but she grew into them. And then it came a time where her actual teeth grew in and pushed those out, and the dentist went on and took those out. And now, you know, she has beautiful teeth. Praise God. Hallelujah. So there are things that, you know, God will give us wisdom to know what to do, even when these children, these anointed pandemic babies, are doing things faster. Now, also a video. People are sending me videos, which is so cool. I really get a kick out of it. I saw a video of a baby, and the baby was a walking, maybe a year old, or maybe, you know, a year, 18 months. And they put out a gate. It was like a playpen kind of a gate, and it was across, you know, a nice area. The gate had maybe about four parts to it, and ordinarily that was for baby. They wouldn't go any further. They would see the gate and stop. This baby picked the gate up from the bottom and walked underneath the gate. So that's the kind of anointed pandemic baby that are out there. You know, they're not going to be gated in or anything, and they'll figure out a way to get through things. Amen. And then I saw another video of a baby who was a little bit more than a newborn, maybe weeks old. And the baby was very, very sick, had tubes coming out of him and everything. And the father was holding the baby, and he began to sing and praise the Lord. As he began to praise the Lord, this baby raised her hand up like she was in a serious worship to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And so there's so many things that these anointed pandemic babies are doing. Now we know that they are anointed. We know by the Spirit of God that God is doing something in these babies. Other hand of this, we see that there's testing that's been done to these babies. So I read an article, and this article was saying that these babies are developmentally slow. And I'm thinking, what in the world are they talking about, that they're developmentally slow? So I read on in the article, and what they were saying was, they did a test to determine if they were developmentally slow, and what they asked them to, what they were looking for them to do, is to wave goodbye, to wave bye-bye. You know how some kids open and close their hands, or they wave from side to side. 94% of the children their age could wave bye-bye. But with the pandemic babies, only 84% could wave bye-bye when somebody left. As I was reading that, you know, the Lord was like, no, they don't wave goodbye because the time that they were there was during a pandemic. Everybody stayed home. Everybody was at home. So whereas before the pandemic, the baby would wave bye-bye, you know, because mom or dad or people in the house were going. But during the pandemic, nobody was going. And so that's the reason why. And I'm like, how come they didn't see that? You know, the Lord showed that very quickly. And so what I see with that by the Spirit of the Lord is that the parents, the grandparents, aunts, uncles, those are, who are with these anointed pandemic babies are going to have to know that some of these standardized tests that were given to children before will not measure these anointed pandemic babies. They won't be measured by the same standard or compared by the same standard as other children. Amen. They will not, you can't compare them because God is doing something in these babies. And the last thing I want to share before we open up the line is on last month, right after the broadcast, I got an email. Now, I don't look at my email all that much, and I was looking at it, and, you know, I'm affiliated with the International House of Prayer in Kansas City. And what they do, or well, before the pandemic, we used to go there. The group that I was a part of, the St. Louis Healing Ministries, and we would go there and pray for people to be healed. It was an awesome experience. And the International House of Prayer in Kansas City has had prayer going on 24 hours a day for, I want to say, 25 years, something like that. But they've had, they've had worship going on 24 hours a day for at least 20-something years, okay? So God has done some great things there. It's a place like none other. You know, you walk in and the anointing is right there. And so I got an email from them talking about the Signs and Wonders Camp. And these are camps for children in Kansas City, Missouri. And this is what they wrote. And I was like, whoa. Okay, this is what they wrote. The battle is raging for our children. The enemy is trying to snatch them into deception, confusion, and rebellion. Fundamental building blocks of society are under attack, and families are facing a crucial choice between conforming and fighting back. If the devil were to steal this generation, he attempted to do so when Moses and Jesus were born, like I just said. So I'm talking about the same thing that God has me talking about, the same thing that he has them talking about. Okay. And so he's saying that the consequences would be dire. God's will is to raise up messengers with the forerunner spirit who prepare the way for Christ's return, and deliverers who move in his spirit power. But the enemy very much wants to silence their voices, steal, kill, and destroy their destiny. So how do we as parents and mentors respond in light of the very real threat our children are facing? So he goes on to talk about the summer camp that they're having, the Wonder Camp. And I just know this camp is really something. Now, I read on further. Well, here it says, together we can take a stand against the enemy's schemes over this generation as we partner with God's heart for our children's destinies. Although we are facing dark times, God's plan is greater. Hallelujah. God's plan is greater than the powers. Amen. And then they say, you know, join us with this summer camp in Kansas City, Missouri. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so I was trying to see if I kept that information, but it looked like they've been doing this camp for years. I don't know if it's 15 years or 20 years, but they've been doing that camp for years. So, you know, somebody who's like that, where an organization is like that, and they've been worshiping God, God's going to tell them some secrets. You know, that's what happens. When we're in God's face, we're praying, we're seeking his face, he's going to tell us secrets. The secret things belong to the Lord, and the things that he reveals belong to us and to our children. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm going to open up the line. I see a couple of people have their number one key pressed. Amen. If you want to say anything, you can press your number one key. I want you to, I'm encouraging you to share something. To share a story or two, amen, because I know you guys have good stories to tell about the anointing pandemic babies in your life on it, and, you know, share if the Lord has laid anything on your heart about this new generation, amen. We're going to open a line for Minister Rachel, who has an anointed pandemic grandbaby. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
I'm coming. Hi. You heard me?
Yes. Hello? Hi.
Oh, thank God. Hi. Yes. Well, God, let me know. As I was listening to you, like, you're right. They cannot measure these blessings, this generation that God is bringing forth during this pandemic, all these three beautiful, you know, like all the way from a newborn zero age to about three or four, is because they're going to need godly parents, godparents. We got to pray for those who are not saved that are bringing in pandemic babies, because these are special babies for the glory of God. And we have got to live for God in front of them. I've learned that there's certain things I cannot do around my little prince and around my children. I've learned as I was walking with the Lord, some things you ain't going to get away with. I mean it. You will have no peace. That's why I was like, Father God, I just had to surrender everything. I mean, if there were things I wanted, some desires I wanted, but I had to let that go because it has to be God's agenda. I had to let go Rachel's agenda for Christ's agenda. So when his words say Christ in you, the hope of glory, I cannot deny the power of God. He is awesome.
Hallelujah.
And I have to yield and submit so that Gabriel, the spirit that is in Gabriel, will go forth in his glory, because he is in him and he's in my children. And I see it each day, and I thank him. Gabriel has no fear. My grandson has no fear. When he hears about the Lord, he respects. He was so obedient today. We was doing, like my daughter had called you, well, she was on the chair in my room. We had the big wooden blocks, the jumbo block game, and they still call it big Scrabble, but it just says wooden block game. But I like Scrabble. I thank God for Scrabble. And we was playing it. And I was saying words like, when I see the letter, I would say words to magnify the Lord. And he laid, he was smiling. He was walking around my room. He was picking up the letters, helping me put it back in the box when I had to put it away. He was so smart. And he listened to his mommy, obeyed her immediately. God has raised up children that will obey him immediately. They ain't got to come kicking and screaming and you know, to do the things of God. No, these babies are going to be willing and obedient to trust and live for the Lord. And we have got to pray for the parents who are not saved, the grandparents who are not saved, the aunts and uncles. We got to stand, well, you know, just stand, just decreeing and declaring and in our most holy faith, in the Holy Spirit, we have to pray for these precious parents and all that are, that these babies coming forth, that they will ask God for the wisdom to teach them, the wisdom to love on them, the just to let the power of God flow through them for these children, that they may see and know that God is God. And that's the only way they're going to raise them. These parents are not going to have peace until they do the right thing, until they speak God's word over them. I'm telling them right now in the name of Jesus, God loved them, and God loved those children. And we have got to let go of our agenda and say, yes, Lord, to your will, and yes, Lord, to your way. Not my will, but thy will be done. May every parent, uncle, aunt, sister, daughter, everyone that is around a precious pandemic baby, give their life and heart to Jesus, because God loves them so much. May they feel the tug and the love of Christ wherever they go, so that they can love on those babies God's wisdom, God's word, God's purpose, God's holy, anointed goodness all over them children. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Rachel. Amen. So Gabriel has no fear, and he obeys immediately. Glory to God. God can use that. That's a whole lot right there. Amen. Amen. And then the prayer for the aunts and the uncles and the people who are around the baby. Thank you. Thank you for that prayer. Amen. And this is what you said. Just bless me. We must live for God in front of them. That's going to be so important. And in this day and age, you know, it's like live before them when they get to be teenagers.
Yeah, because they know when you're being fake. Yeah, they know when you're being fake and phony. Because they'll call you out. They're going to be so bold for God. They know when you are fake and phony, when you're truly not walking with God. They know it. And they're not being fresh either. They're going to say it with love. They're not going to be fresh fasted. They're going to say it in the way God intends for them to say it, like a John the Baptist. They're going to let it be known, but in a good way, because the Lord loves their soul. We are accountable for what we say, what we do around these children, and we don't have a right to keep Christ from them. Shame on us if we do that.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Rachel, for sharing. Hallelujah.
Love y'all.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. I see you, Pastor Catherine. You are next. Anyone else? If you just came on the line, we talked about anointed pandemic babies and, you know, what God is doing in them, and that they cannot be measured by the previous standard. You know, if we try to measure them by previous standards, we'll miss it. We have to see what God is doing with them right now. And Minister Rachel was saying that we must live for God in front of them. Amen. And just lay down everything and live for God in front of them, so that they can be trained up in the way that God wants them to be trained up, and that they're going to be bold for God. Hallelujah. Like little John the Baptist. Hallelujah. Amen. gonna and now Minister Rachel has a grandson who is who was born during the pandemic, and so Pastor Catherine has great grandchildren who were born during the pandemic. Welcome, Pastor Catherine.
Well, good. Well, hello. Good to be here and good to hear about the some of the things that you have read about some of the pandemic babies. And yes, as Rachel said, I agree also. They cannot be measured by the standards that children were in the past, because a lot of things was not happening during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just kind of believe that there are some things that God has instilled on the inside of them, and I don't know whether they've even seen them or not. I just believe that the Holy Spirit has just placed it already on the inside of them, knowing what to do and how to do, because I can see even my great-grandchildren that there are times when, you know, they can hear adults talking about things. Even as Minister Rachel was saying, you have to really be careful what you're even saying around them, because their knowledge is more way above, I think, even when my child was born. Because there were times when if they were like 1 and 2 years old, and you would start talking about some things, and they wouldn't know what you were saying. But these children now, they know what they have. They may not know all of what you're trying to say at that particular time, but they have an idea of what you're talking about. One of my great grandbabies, I think they were talking about. The different types of diapers that you put on, that you can put on a child. And what she did, she went in there and she got a diaper. And she wanted to be trained. So, as Minister Rachel was saying, you have to really be careful, because they're picking up, there's some knowledge that they already have, and they can pick it up right away. Also, I've seen, even in my classroom at church, there was a little boy. He's two, and I think the I had not seen him in a couple of months. But he, in the beginning, he knew what he wanted to do. He knew the things, the toys that he wanted to play with, and you were not going to change him from the toys that he wanted to play with. But there was something, but just within the 2 months that I had seen him, when he came in the classroom this past Sunday, that child, he didn't really, I mean, when playtime was over with, he was ready to stop. And he knew the routine, even though he had not been there. But he could follow the routine that we were normally going through, and we thought that he was not listening. But this time, he began to follow the routine that we had in the children's church. And I'm going like, my goodness, God has done something extra in him since the last couple of months I've seen him. Now, he's almost three. But I was just so surprised, because he has one of his ears it was closed up when he was born. And I was thinking, well, maybe because he can't hear, but that it's not because he couldn't hear. And his mother, his grandmother told me, she says, what I've been doing, I found out these children nowadays, you're going to have to sit down and you're going to have to train them. You just can't let them run wild. You can't let them just go wild. And so I could see what she had been doing in them. As Minister Rachel was saying, they're going to have to be trained. And that, as she was saying, they're looking at us. And we have to really be careful of what we're doing. So I thank you. I thank the Lord for what God is doing through you and through you at this particular time, because there are mothers who don't know Jesus Christ. And some of these, I believe some of these children will go astray if the people of God don't get them and train them at this particular time. I kind of believe, I know this might be off the little page here, But I'm thinking about even those children, you know, there was a time when many people was on crack. And some of those children are here now. They're grown now. And I believe it's a result of some of the things that these youth, this generation is going through because they didn't have any godly training. And if we don't watch it, this generation too, that the pandemic babies will do the same thing. So it's good that somebody is standing in the gap, because I know that there were people that were praying for them, but they need more of us to pray for those children, these children right now, because as you were saying, the same standard that we measured them at that particular time, we cannot measure these children with it. And we got to have some godly wisdom with these children. So thank you so much, and God bless you.
Amen. Now, don't go anywhere. Minister Rachel prayed. We want you to pray as well over the babies. Amen.
Okay. Well, Father, we
over
just come
the parent
and
babies. Go ahead.
Yes. So, Father, we just come in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord God, for all of the parents, Lord God, that had their babies, Lord, during the pandemic. We just thank you,
yes,
Lord God, that they didn't have a mind to abort their children, Father. And we thank you, Lord God, that many of them are still alive, Lord God. Even the COVID couldn't take them out. And so we just want to say thank you, Father. We just give you glory for it in Jesus' name. And now, Father, we just come and we just praying for the parents right now. We pray especially, Lord God, for those parents who don't know you in the part of their sin. We pray, Lord, for laborers, Lord God, to go across their path that they might know Jesus as Lord and Savior in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. As they begin to know you, Lord God, they're going to be able, Lord God, to be able to teach their children. And if they don't know, Lord, we pray that they would get them into a church, get them into a place, Lord, where they can learn more about you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, we know that you got a great plan and you got a great purpose for these children in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus for many testimonies that's going to come out, Lord God, from these children and their parents at this particular time in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, even, Lord God, as nothing could stop them during the pandemic, that nothing can stop them from coming into the kingdom of God. We thank you, Lord God, that they're going to come in as they're learning things quickly, Lord. They're going to know you quickly, too, in the name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We just give you glory. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord God. We, those of us that know you, those of us where you, Lord God, have brought this to our light, we pray, Lord God, that even when we see mothers in the street with children, Lord God, that we will be a witness, Lord. We will look for them. Now, help us to have eyes to see them, Lord God, when we go out, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and draw them more closer to you in the name, and be able just to witness and give them Jesus so they can give their children Jesus in the name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise for them in Jesus' name. Thank you once again, Lord God, for the great plan and purpose that you got for these children. And it shall be performed. What you started in them,
hallelujah,
you started a new thing in them, Lord, and it shall be performed. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Thank you so much. And, you know, I was thinking about, you know, what you said about the, you know, the little boy that's in your classroom at church, the two-year-old, how he was one way, and then you said, like, his grandmother took some time with him. And just, it was so quick how he could follow the routine that was established, you know. And the Lord was just saying to me, it's not going to take them long to be trained. It won't even take a long time, but it has to be done. Even that short amount of time to give them, to put them in the right direction, it has to be done. And then he brought back to mind
even what my life was as a child. The way that I grew up, my grandparents were close by, and my great-grandmother was there with us. And I actually did things earlier because I was under my great-grandmother and following her. You know, I understand, I don't know this with myself, but from my mom, I know that I was potty trained at an early age because I would watch my grandma, my great-grandmother. And so our roles as grandparents, great-grandparents, aunts, and uncles a very, very important role, very. And I know that, that those roles were very important in my life. And I just know, even by the Spirit of the Lord, that those roles are important right now for these anointed pandemic babies. Amen. Amen. So thank you all. Did you want to say anything else, Pastor? Pastor Catherine?
Yes, I had one more thing that I have to say. My grandbaby. Yeah, my grandbaby. I meant to write it down when I, on Saturday, I had taken them to McDonald's, and we were sitting down and we were eating, and she's four. She was right at the, right at the beginning, right before the COVID. But anyway, she was eating, and I was just sitting, and I wanted to just start a conversation with them, and I said, "How do you like school now?" And she said, I don't remember exactly what she said, but in other words, she says to me, "Granny, I'm eating now." In other words, ask me about school later.
Where did she hear that from? Yeah, I'm eating right now. Can we talk later?
We'll talk about school later. All right, that's all I have. God bless you.
Wow. Amen. She is so cute. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Catherine. Anyone else want to chime in and say anything? You know, you can press your number one key. Hallelujah. And I know you guys are praying behind the scenes as well. It's so important. This is so important to pray for the parents, the grandparents, the great-grandparents, the aunts and the uncles, you know, whomever these anointed pandemic babies are around. It's so important to pray for them. And I'm going to say this because it keeps kind of rolling around in my head. There were, I think, a two-year-old and a three-year-old just recently here in St. Louis. And I want to say it was the three-year-old that got to a gun. And, I mean, you would not think that they could be able to handle a gun, pick it up or anything. And you know, one of them shot the other one, you know. And so it's like they're smart, but they don't understand, you know, the implications of their smartness. Important to train them early. I mean, this is the time. We can't wait until they get older to get the training in. And also our part, if you don't have any pandemic babies or grandbabies that you're around, then our part, your part, my part is to still pray, to pray for them. So we're including them in our prayers. Amen. Hallelujah. So before we go tonight, we want to give people an opportunity to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. We don't know who's going to be listening to this broadcast now or even in the future, because this podcast will be out there, and someone may just look at it and get interest, or listen to it and get interested. And if you're listening to this and you don't know for sure that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, you don't know for sure that you are born again, this is your time. Hallelujah. If you're listening and you have children, just know that we're praying with you. And when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're going to be able to raise your child even better than you are doing right now, because God's going to give you that wisdom, that knowledge, and his wisdom, his knowledge, and his good understanding of what to do, how to do, and when to do it. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him perish, but have everlasting life." So God, he's an everlasting God. He lives forever. There's no end to him. There was no beginning to him. And he wants us to live, to have everlasting life with him. And he wants us to do that through love. And that's why he so loved us that he sent the Lord Jesus Christ so that we could be saved. And then Romans 10 and verse 9 says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." Amen. So confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe. It's a choice. It's a choice for all of us to believe, and not choosing is a choice to saying not believe. So when you choose to believe, hallelujah, and you just make a choice, because none of us was here 2,000 years ago. So you have to choose by faith. And Jesus said this to Thomas. We know the story of doubting Thomas, who walked with Jesus for a while and didn't believe that he was resurrected. He said, "No, I need to see, and I need to take my hand and put it in the hole in his hand, and I need to put my hand in the hole in his side, and then I'll believe." And Jesus came to him and said, go ahead, put your hand there, you know, in my hand, put through the hole, put your hand on my side, go ahead and do it. And he said, "Blessed are those who believe and have not seen." So we get this blessing to believe, even though we haven't seen, because we choose by faith to believe. So pray this prayer with me, with all your heart, and you shall be saved. You shall be born again. Repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me, and God raised you from the dead. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, even if it's the year 2055, and you heard that and you prayed that prayer, you are saved right here and right now. And we want to welcome you to the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You now have right standing with God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And we want to give you an opportunity to learn and to grow with us. We are the God in the Midst Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And the Lord has developed these broadcasts to help us to learn and grow together. Amen. You can also go to a Bible-believing church as well. Now, with these broadcasts that we do, you can call, and listen to the broadcast as they air. And you can call 516-418-5699. Or you can listen to the podcast as you go online. You can listen to our podcast, Gitim Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. Just do a search on that, and you'll come up with all of our broadcasts. Praise God. But if you want to listen as they air, and then you can also speak, and join a conversation with us. So we meet every Sunday. We have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the Apostolic Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. This Sunday, I will be preaching again. Hallelujah. I preached last Sunday and this Sunday. And so I'm going to be talking about how God reveals himself through every chapter in the book of Job. Very interesting how the Lord reveals himself in such a wonderful way. And so that's this Sunday and every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On Monday, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro, where she digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesday, that's our praying time. Hallelujah. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, where we have four people volunteered to pray in tongues. And thank you, volunteers. Hallelujah. To pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time, and then we have interpretation of tongues. So every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesday, today is the fourth Wednesday of the month, and that's when we'll have our anointed pandemic babies. So, collect your information. God's going to tell you some things about this as well. And meet us here, and that's the fourth Wednesday of every month, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. The next broadcast is going to be Wednesday, April the 26th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then we have another broadcast on Wednesday, and that's our healing service, and we call it Prophetic Healing with our co-host, Elder Philip Harkey, and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. And that's the next one is going to be the second Wednesday of April, and that will be Wednesday, April the 12th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And, mark your calendar about these things. Set your cell phone alarm. Because God is blessing on both. Amen. And then on Thursdays, we have our Thursday edition of God in the Mist, Gitim Radio. Our speaker for tomorrow night will be Reverend Kim Osborne. Hallelujah. And she's going to be preaching tomorrow. So we'll open up the broadcast, and then she'll go ahead and preach, and we'll open up the line. She's a psalmist, so she may sing while she's preaching. Well, however the Lord leads her, it's going to be a blessing. And then when we open up the line, her and her husband will be praying for people and giving prophetic words as the Lord gives to them. They have been so on point with every prophetic word that I've heard come through them. Amen. So that's tomorrow night. And then her husband, Reverend Bill, will be with us the following Thursday, and that's the 30th of March. Amen. Amen. So that's what's going on the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcast. If you all have any comments, I'll just open up the lines real quick. If you want to say something, you can say it. If not, go ahead and just press your mute button on your phone. But all the lines are open. If you want to say something, you can go ahead and speak now. All right. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, this is kind of a little different for our usual Get 'Em Radio. We're usually here for a couple of hours, but we're going to go ahead and close. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I give you a little chance if you want to say anything. Amen. Well, let's close in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you and praise you. We bless your holy name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that you work with a remnant. There's a remnant tonight that has been praying for these anointed pandemic babies, parents, their grandparents, their great-grandparents, their aunts, their uncles, Lord God. You just need somebody. As you said in the Word of God, say you sought for someone to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. And Lord God, we'll be the one. Hallelujah. I'm sure that there's others, especially knowing what's going on in the International House of Prayer in Kansas City. So there are others like us. And Lord God, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to pray for these anointed pandemic babies. We give you praise and glory for it, Lord God. Thank you for training them up in the way that they should go, that when they're old, they will not depart from it. Thank you, Lord God, that great is their peace and undisturbed composure. In the name of Jesus, we bless you for it now, Lord God, and give their parents, their grandparents, great-grandparents, aunts and uncles, wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, I found this song that I want to end with tonight. There was a young man that we met back in 2017 down in South Carolina, and he was singing this. We put the mic up to his, or actually the phone up to his mouth, and he was singing, "Yes, Jesus Loves Me," and his name was Marcus. Amen. So love you all. Have a blessed rest of the night.
I know, for the Bible tells me so, live to one to him belong. They are weak, but he's strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so.
Hallelujah.